My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Text line is accusing our partner Luke here, who is in for Clint Sterner. Clint's out today. He'll be back tomorrow. Accusing Luke of sounding like Nick Caserio.
That happens every time I'm on these airwaves.
Really?
Yep.
Does it really? I don't hear it.
I'm normally on board with voice twins, but I don't hear that one.
We've even done like a side. When I was on In the Loop one day, we did a side by side. We played a clip of him. I had to repeat what he said.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
I don't hear it.
I mean, maybe a hint, but it's not like B. Scott and Cecil Shorts or something.
They don't sound like each other either. When you heard it, I believe you almost.
Yeah, right. Try to imitate.
Consciously made it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't hear it. I don't hear Luke sounding like Nick Caserio. I'm not hearing that. All right, D'Amico Ryans talked a lot yesterday as he was on In the Loop earlier on Monday yesterday, talking about the game and getting ready for this next game against the Packers. But he talked about, was asked about Christian Harris. And it's been a minute now. This was him and his exchange with the media about Christian Harris.
You ask him about Christian every week. I'll let you know when Christian is back.
But no practice this week for him?
I'll let you know when Christian is back.
The success that he
offered. Go ahead.
So kind of joking, I'll let you know when Christian is back.
Yeah, ask about him every week.
Yeah, coach.
Yeah,
they're asking you about him every week. I'm not going to lie, we're starting to get folks have been texting in a little bit more frequently about, hey, any update on Christian Harris?
Where art thou?
Well, that is the update on Christian Harris. Hey, man, if I remember right, I don't know why I just went to Stephen A. there, but if I remember right, this is some sort of injury, right?
You got to be crazy.
It was a calf injury. Man, we're getting into to Kyle Tucker territory right now. I'm just saying how long this is. Oh, he is not practiced in pads all training camp.
Has anybody checked his shin?
He went, I think it was a calf. He went, if you remember, it's a calf.
Strained calf, yeah.
Strained calf. He came back on like a Sunday to practice, and there was excitement, love in the air. Excitement in the air for him. Like, oh, he's out. And then he re-injured it. And we never saw him again. And he has not played. They're 6 weeks in. He's marched through D'Nico Autry's suspension and all of the preseason. Hell, that's 10 weeks. They played four preseason games. Hell, it's 11. There's a week in between the preseason game and the start of the season. He is not, we're working on months now on a strained calf. I'm a bit concerned on when in the world is this cat coming back? A strained calf is not generally 10 weeks, right? Or I'm off.
No, you're on it. And just like the comp you made, a shin is normally not 3.5 months. Yeah,
fine. Well, we finally got some honesty from the Astros down the stretch about there was a small fracture. I don't know what it is, but like, hey, Doug, when Neville Hewitt's got to roll in here and play as many snaps as he had to play, and Christian Harris is your best linebacker, what you said, I mean, Azeez has been special since he's been here, but he is your most talented linebacker. Yo, hell yeah, they're asking you about it every week. They should.
Yeah, rightfully so. I mean, we're all annoyed whenever we're asked the same thing over and over again. I get that. But for DeMeco Ryans, and he knows the game, I mean, that's part of it. They have to be asking every week because each week goes by with no substantial update. It is like the Kyle Tucker thing because it's twofold. I mean, number one, it's lingering longer than anybody probably anticipated. But number two, there's just not enough specific details. There's no sort of timeline. So then you're just left to wonder, well, maybe next week. Is it going to be the week after? Because you thought he'd be back by now. And I looked this up earlier to try to refresh my memory on the timeline, and I found an article from July 20th talking about the injury having already occurred. So that puts you at 3 months. The tweak happened, according to this article, middle of August. So even that's another 2 months ago.
Wow.
So, yeah, for a strained calf where I remember being on the air just before the season started thinking that's only going to be the required 4 games. He'll be back, no problem. And now here we are. 3 months after the start of the injury with still no certainty of when that return is going to come, you could certainly understand the questions. And for Houston sports fans, it's once bitten, twice shy after you just went through this with a number of guys, really, over the past few months in the baseball season. And now it's like, well, what's going on? There's no timeline, and this injury is going on a lot longer than anybody anticipated. 3 months for a calf strain seems ridiculous. So you got to keep asking the questions until you get some serious answers. But obviously, coach speak, they're not going to give that to you.
Yeah, and I guess we have reached Kyle Tucker. If it's 3 months, I guess we have reached the Kyle Tucker thing. It's just, and I think that's the other part that you're kind of hitting towards is if we had some more concrete evidence or something. Because right now, you're just left to speculate. And mm-hmm. right now, right, fellas, it's foolish to think it's a calf. Right, at this point, a strained calf. Hell, I mean, that is, like you, and to me, my mind would go to, what is this, what's ailing Christian McCaffrey? What, are we sliding down? Because the calf is right next to, that was what they call KD's. Right before he blew his Achilles out, was a calf strain, is what they called it. And it makes you just, but we don't know because we don't have very much information. We just know Buddy ain't been on the field but once in shorts and a helmet in the last 3 months. Mm-hmm. And he hurt himself doing that.
Yeah.
So the thought is, like, this is an important defensive player. Coming into the year, I would say he was a top 4 defensive player for you. Right, the two ends, Derek Stingley and him. I would argue those were the top 4. Someone said Houston media is soft. No, I don't think they're soft on this one. I mean, D'Amico's not going to tell you. He doesn't have to. But you do continue to ask every week. You have to. That, because I don't like whenever he starts practicing, I don't know that necessarily means that, all right, as soon as he starts practicing, that next game he's going to play. It may take some time.
I would think so.
Before he rolls out there. It is an interesting thing to where you're left to think this is not a calf thing. Is this an Achilles thing? Is this something worse? Because a calf strain ain't no damn 3 months.
It's definitely got to be something worse. I could see it being a calf issue. I think the more questionable word is the strain. I think if it is a calf injury, it's a more serious calf issue. Somebody on YouTube mentioned Achilles as well. Yeah, maybe it is something like that. I could see it being a calf injury. But just a strained calf and you're out 3 months, like you said, you're only on the field 1 day, and even that was too much, and that was over 2 months ago now. So that, to me, is the more suspicious word, is the strain. You want to tell me he's dealing with a calf injury? Sure, but it's got to be more serious than what they have led on or told us from the beginning, because he should be back by now, or at least ramping up to be back by now, doing some things, and you're thinking, okay, maybe he could play next week, but it still seems like it's kind of a ways away.
Do you think he beats Autry back? Autry suspended for the next 4 weeks. Do you think he, because he's eligible to come back for the Dallas game, is he back by the Cowboys game? Is Christian Harris back at the, is he back at the same time as
weak ass Cowboys,
as Mario Edwards Jr.? That's who suspended the next 4 weeks.
That's a good question.
I mean, it don't seem like, you know, signs.
I know. Not this week.
I honest to God, I forgot what he looks like. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly!